River Country, Keith speaking.
Hopper.
Good morning, Crazy James. How are you, Crazy James?
Well, you know, it's great because it's a brand new month today.
Woohoo! Halloween hangover?
No.
Ah.
No.
Okay.
Well, because I don't get to eat chocolate, right?
Well, there's more than just chocolate.
I know, but chocolate's the only thing that matters.
Ah, okay.
And I can't eat it.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm very sad about that. But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure your kids might not be, despite the fact that they're, you know, they've grown up a little bit. You're never too old for Halloween, right?
No, you're never too old for Halloween. What do you mean, growing up a little bit? Have you even seen the boy lately? He's taller than I am.
That's tall.
Yes, it is. But he's taller than me, but I'm much fatter, so I outweigh him.
Okay.
Yeah. No, hope everybody had a great day and you know, the Halloween. You know what the best part about Halloween is?
What is the best part of Halloween?
When Jimmy Kimmel does his thing where the parents tell the kids on, like, the next day that they stole all their candy.
Ah, yes, the old stolen candy trick.
Yeah, yeah, and the kids get a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? Yes, annoyed.
And emotional.
Yeah, yeah, it's funny. And mad.
Yeah, pick an adjective. You are probably correct on that assumption.
Yes, and since it's terrestrial AM radio, those are the only adjectives that we can use.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But then again,
we don't have an AM signal, so we used to be AM, but not
that's
anymore.
That's right. That's right. It's FM.
Yep, that's right.
It's still terrestrial. We'll be careful. Let's jump into what's going on.
What is going on in the High Prairie area?
Okay, so today, November 1st, prayer shawl knitting over at St. Mark's Church. That's at 10 this morning. Goes for a couple hours. They just knit prayer shawls. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Also today, there is a curling open house over at the Curling Club starting at 6:30. And, you know, a little bit of a potluck supper thing there. And then they're going to have how to curl demonstrations.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you curl?
I do not. I was not.
You can ask curls.
I was, yes, he does. I was not inspired. I don't know. Maybe I should be inspired by the movie Men with Brooms.
You should just be inspired by Ganesh, because he is quite good.
he's very inspirational, that's for sure.
Yes, he is. Also tonight, we've got a Junior A hockey game happening over at the Sports Palace. It's going to be the Slave Lake versus one of the Edmonton teams. That's at 8:30.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, well, we've got a Junior A team that's going to be playing out of High Prairie this season. Apparently the rink where they're at is unavailable or too small or whatever, so they want to...
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So
that's interesting.
We get to borrow their team for this season,
mm-hmm.
and they're looking at getting us our own team. So... That's pretty cool. That's at 8:30 tonight, so come check that out. Then what have we got going on tomorrow? Well, tomorrow being the first Saturday of the month means that it is the Anilda's Farmers Market there from 10 till 2.
Sounds delicious.
Tasty. It is. Well, you remember. It's
yes.
Just a good thing. It's very tasty over there.
Yes.
Yes. And also, this is Shares Weekend.
Shares Weekend?
Shares Weekend, yes, because we turn back time.
Yes, we do. Yes,
so you can do that Saturday when you. You know, here's the thing: how many people actually have clocks in your house? Still, I mean, a few of you do. I understand that, but
as
most
I
of
stick
us
my
just
hand
have
up.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then we've got the stove and the microwave and stuff like that. But most of the stuff that we have, our phones and our TVs and all that, does it automatically.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
That's true.
But, yeah, so that's what you do Saturday night, Sunday morning, whatever you want to do.
And if I'm not mistaken, also Saturday night, the Regals play their first game. It's not at home, but they do.
Not at home, no. Yeah, they play at home next
Thursday. But they play in Manning on Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah, so the NPHL is back.
Yep.
And the Regals, we made it in, too. We had a... There were some people who stepped up at the last minute there yesterday yesterday, 2 days ago. They stepped up at the last minute to save the team. We're really on the verge of losing the team.
Nice.
And some people stepped up, and it's going to be great to be able to still have our High Prairie Eagles.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know what? I'm just going to do it. Dean Flett was one of the guys who stepped up.
No kidding.
And, you know, I'm sure there's others, but Dean's a very vocal supporter of the Regals. So thanks a lot for that, Dean. Really appreciate it. The community's better off for it.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
So moving forward, Monday, the community band is meeting over at Prairie River Junior High from 6 until 7:15 or so. Basically what this is, folks, if you've got an old instrument you used to play in high school and you still want to play it, that's your chance. So we'll check that out. Also on Monday, the Triangle Pioneer Veterans Association is meeting out at Triangle Hall at 7:30. And try and say that three times fast. Triangle Pioneer Veterans Association. Okay, I can barely get it out once. Mm-hmm. But that, if you want to help out with that, these guys, they do Canada Day stuff. They do Demolition Derby sometimes if they have enough people, stuff like that. That's at 7:30 on Monday.
Hoedowns.
Tuesday, the big thing there. We've got a regional forest plan meeting happening. That's from 4 until 7. It's going to be downtown at the Elks Building. This is going to be West Fraser, Toco, and Vanderwell out of Slave Lake. They're the guys who take the sticks out of the bush and turn them into plywood and 2x4s. And, you know, they have to have these regional forest plan meetings every once in a while. So if you have concerns about that, that's your opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, we've got story time for the kids over at the library, 3 to 5 years old. That's from 10:30 until 11. And that's what we got going on this week, Opper.
Yep. Thursday, of course, is the Regals home opener, if I'm not mistaken. Thursday, November 7th, Manning at High Prairie.
Well, there you go. So we will see everybody at the home opener on next Thursday, 8:30. Give the guy in the penalty box some love.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what the best part about the penalty box this year is going to be?
What is the best part of the penalty box this year?
They put taller glass in there, so I don't have to worry about getting hit.
Yes. I remember the very short glass in the sports palace, that's for sure. And the only thing I could say is I remember being there one day. I was announcing. I got there was a puck off the glass on the penalty box door, the home penalty box door, which is the shortest pane of glass. 2 inches higher, I would have taken a puck right in the microphone.
Going to remain silent on that.
Probably for the best. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so that's what's going on this week. We'll see everybody out at the game next Thursday, and we'll talk to you all next week.
Appreciate it, James. Thank you very much.